Let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of Matthew, the fifth chapter, Matthew chapter 5, in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 999. Beginning with verse 13, we'll read responsively, please, through verse 18. Then after reading that passage, we'll turn to yet another verse, which we'll read together. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 13 and through verse 18. May we stand, please, as we always do, as is our custom. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, but put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Turn now to John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12, page 1126. And read with me, please. We'll read it together. Verse 12. Ready? Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And let's pray. Father, it certainly is a delight, a wonderful joy to be here. A place where we've come to know more about thy word, nor know more about thee. And what a wellspring of joy and blessing has become ours because of our association with this place over the years. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for that which we've garnered from thy storehouse of blessing. Now we pray that thou wouldst bless this day, our preacher, and all that hear today thy word. Make it powerful, useful. In Jesus' name, amen.
I never quite understood Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. I've read, I guess, every commentary that there is in print. At least I have read literally dozens of commentaries trying to find the true meaning of ye are the light of the world. I was reading the other day Matthew 5:14, and then over in John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And I was trying to find exactly, please be still now and quiet. Everybody looking this way, everybody looking right this way, no misbehaving now, right this way, no talking. Everybody right this way. It's time for the preaching, and this is the time to listen to every word the preacher says. And I occasionally I'll be awake still at sunrise. And the other morning I was reading Matthew chapter 5. I had not slept through the night. I was in another city, and I was wondering again, what exactly does God mean by Matthew 5:14 when he says, ye are the light of the world? And all of a sudden, the revelation came, I believe, what God means in this verse. And I wondered why I had never noticed it before. Now, I'll give you just a bit of introduction, and then I'll pray and then bring the message. I was, everything was dark and sleepy and quiet. Nothing much was moving. And then just a little light could be seen on the eastern horizon. And when that little light just began the scene. It changed everything. Lights went on in houses. People came outside. The milkman was delivering milk. The paper boy was delivering the paper. And that sun that was rising in the eastern sky came and changed everything. I mean, a sleeping world became an active world, all because of the rising of the sun. And I want to share with you this morning what I believe one of the sweetest truths in the Bible. Ye are the light of the world. Father, bless our message today and this poor, simple messenger. May this great truth grasp us today in a special and sweet and real way. Amen. Turn me down just a tad, please, if you would, fellas, just a little bit. All kinds of meanings have been advanced concerning the statement that Jesus made in what we call the Beatitudes, a part of the Sermon on the Mount, concerning the subject, ye are the light of the world. Let me present, if I may please, one possible interpretation for your consideration. Now follow me very carefully. When the sun rose this morning, it found the world here. The sun did not make the world. The world was already here. It found the world this morning in darkness and sluggishness. It found the world sleeping and woke it. It said to the world that was already here, be yourself. I have come to make it easier for you to be what you already were. The sun this morning rose and called the dull stream and said, you can be quick. It called the dull birds and beckoned them to sing. Now the sun did not teach the birds to sing, but the sun beckoned the birds and encouraged the birds to do what they already knew how to do. And if you miss the singing of the birds in the morning, you miss much of your life. I mean, there's never a morning passes that I do not take 10 minutes at least and listen to the birds sing. And I am, but the sun came this morning and said to dull birds, it's time to sing. It called to dull humanity and said, it's time to be what you can be. It's time for the real you to do what you can do. Now, the sun did not make a thing this morning. The sun just made it more enticing for all of us to do what we could do. It helped the earth to reach its potential. It glorified what was already here. It illuminated what was already here. It intensified what was already here. It inspired what was already here. It revealed to the earth what it really is. Up to now, the earth was only a slumbering mass of potential because of the darkness. But the sun revealed the true beauty. Now, wait a minute. The beautiful trees were already there, but the sun revealed what was already there. The beautiful flowers were there through the nighttime, but the sun revealed to us the beauty of the flowers and allowed the flowers to reveal to us their true beauty. What I'm trying to say is this. The purpose or the thing that the sun did this morning when it rose, I'm telling you all this because most of you did not see it rise. And for those in the bass section of the choir, the sun comes up gradually. One of these days you ought to try to find out. But the sun this morning came to a sluggish world and said, world, you really have got it. But nobody knows you have it. I'd like to help you be and what you can be and do what you can do and show mankind what you really are. The world came this morning to humanity. The sun came to humanity and said,
It's time to get up. This humanity said, I don't want to get up. That's why when I'm on the road preaching, well, I don't preach on the road, but I, that's why when I'm traveling in a motel room, I keep three alarm clocks always beside the bed. Always do. Number one says, you better think about it. Number two says, you got one more chance after this. Number three says, this is it, Buster. And, but I, the sun rose this morning, and the sun said to me, you're a preacher. Now that I'm up, it's time for you to show what you can do. And the sun said to a sluggish world this morning, I'd like to make you do what you can do, and be what you can be, and go where you can go, and accomplish what you can accomplish. The truth is, the sun simply came this morning to say to each of us, I want to help you reach your potential. I've come to awaken you, to reveal to you what you can do and what you can be. Now, that's exactly what Jesus meant, I think. He said, ye are the light of the world. We are supposed to come upon men to help them be what they can be. We're supposed to rise in the lives of men to say to them, here I am, I want to bring your potential out. I want to help you be your fullest. You know, every once in a while somebody will say to me, preacher, you made me what I am. No, I didn't make you what you are. I showed you what you already were. That's all. And that's what we're supposed to be as the light of the world. We're supposed to come to people and say, there is a potential in you that darkness has blinded. There is a possibility in you that has not been seen yet. But as we rise upon people, our very presence with people ought to say to them, I'd like to come and bring out those possibilities. I'd like to come and be used of God to shine in your life and help you to arrive and reach your potential. And that's what we are. I did not make the First Baptist Church of Hammond, but God has put me here to say to you, you can be, and you can do, and you can succeed. It is my job to shine upon your life, to pull from you the potential that you really have, not so that I can make you what you are, but I can help you be what you already were and do what you already could do. It is my job to shine upon you. It is my job to come into you. Let me ask you a question. Do you affect people that way? Do you affect people to be what they can be? Are you the light of the world? Do you come and shine upon the lives of people? And because you shine on their lives, do you pull out the best in them? Is the world a better place because of you? Do you live among the faithful, brave, and true? Does your life ring true? Is the world a better place because of you? When Jesus came to us and said, ye are the light of the world, and ye are the light of the world, and ye are the light of the world, and ye are the light of the world. Jesus was saying, this old darkened world needs to have somebody come, and somebody has come, and say, let me help you be what you can be and do what you can do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're here. God did not put us here to eat three meals a day and sleep at night. God did not put us here to stack some piece of paper up in a bank somewhere. God put us here that we might draw out of people their potential and help people reach their potential. That's what the sun did this morning. The sun came up this morning and said, hey, sleeping world, do what you can do. Hey, world in darkness, I will shine up on you to help you reach the potential of your life. And that's what I want to be. I want to rise in your life to show you what you are. I want to cross your path on my journey to heaven to help you become what you can be. I want to be used as pastor of this church and as your friend and pastor. I want to be used to help you do what you can do, be what you can be, and go where you can go. I want you to help you show your beauty and your capabilities. Look, there are all kinds of possibilities in this room that have not been revealed yet. There are all kinds of leaders in this room who need somebody as the light of the world to reveal to them that they're leaders. There's all kinds of talent in this room. Listen, there are artists in this room who've never picked up a brush. There are singers in this room who've never sung a solo. There are preachers in this room who've never preached a sermon. There are scientists in this room who've never taken a class in science. There are people in this room, leaders in this room, who've never led anybody. But all, listen, the little bus kid this morning that came on the bus, wrapped up in that little life, his potential possibility. And I am supposed to shine, and you, upon that little life, and say to that child, son, we'd like to help. We can't make you what you ought to be, but we'd like to rise in your life to reveal to you what you can be and what you can do, and reveal to others what you can be and what you can do. Listen to me. Somebody asked this week to me. They said, Brother Howard, you pretty well grow your own, don't you? I said, what do you mean? Well, they said, look at there. This fellow grew up in the church here. This fellow's from the church here. This fellow's from the church here. This fellow's from the church here. You pretty well grow your own, don't you? And this fellow went to college here. Nobody else. These fellows didn't go to college. Mr. Siston went to college here. Somebody said, you sort of grow your own, don't you? No, we don't grow them. No, uh-uh. We just have a light that shines on them to show them what they can be. That's all. I mean, that's our job. That's what it's all about. I'm not interested in preaching great sermons behind this pulpit. I'm interested in taking you and saying, there's something you are. I'd like to rise in your life like the sun rose this morning to a slumbering, sleeping world and said, wake up, world! Be what you already were. Let people know what you are. Sing, birds! You could sing before I came, but I want to encourage you to sing. Flow, stream, you could flow swiftly before I came, but I want to expedite your journey toward the ocean. Show your beauty. Daffodil, you are beautiful during the night that nobody could see it. And I have come to shine on you that I may encourage you to reach your potential and to be your fullest. Listen, that's what a mother and dad's supposed to do with a child. You don't beat a kid down and say you can't do it. You'll never mount anything. You'll never rear a kid that way. That little child is a bundle of potential. That little child is a bundle of possibility. And it's your job as the light of the world. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. It's your job as a mother and a dad to shine upon that little child's life. Let that child see what is there. Let him be what he can be and do what he can do. You'd be shocked what you can do. You'd be shocked. You know, in World War II, or any war, we find out who leaders are. Why, fellows who did not know they could lead, suddenly, when the sergeant is shot and killed in battle, their fellows all of a sudden had just said, okay, fellows, follow me. They did not know they were leaders, but they were. And there are people all over this room this morning who do not know what you could be. You haven't got the foggiest idea what you could do. Let me rise in your life this morning and tell you that there is something you can be. Let me rise in your life like the sun did to a slumbering world and say, world, you have all kinds of possibilities. I'm here to shed light upon those possibilities and to show you what you already were. If a person is an untapped resource, why, I could point anywhere in this room and show you illustrations. Man over here, the Roy Moffitt, sat in office one night, and he remembers it well. And he said, preacher, I never could graduate from college. He had gone to college and taken 14 courses and flunked 15 of them. And he said, preacher, I'm not smart enough to pass college. I said, you are, Roy, you are, you are. But he said, preacher, it's just hard for me. I've been out of school a while, and I never have like school much, and preacher, I can't do it. I said, you can. That's my job. My job is to... I did not make Roy Moffitt what he is. But one day, if you let me say this, my light shined upon him. And I said, Roy, this is what you are. Let me show you what you are. Let me show you what you can do. The other day, I picked up a paper in a distant state, and it said, coming to this city. Soon, Roy and JoJo Moffitt. Featured speakers, Roy and JoJo Moffitt.
And I went back to my office years ago and I said, no, that's a mistake. Not the Roy Moffat I know.
Now you say, Brother Hutt, what are you saying? I'm saying this guy over here, he goes all over this country speaking about the bus ministry and trying and helping people to reach folks for Christ. You say, Brother Hutt, you did a good job in making him. I didn't make him. He already was.
I just came on and shined the light on him to say, Roy, you can be what you can be, and you can do what you can do, and you can go where you can go. That's all I did, and that's what I'm supposed to, and that's what you're supposed to do. Everybody whose path you cross ought to be able to see better their potential because you crossed their path. The sun came this morning and said, wake up, old world! You can do better than that! And the world shook itself and said, believe I can. And buses began to roll, and taxicabs began to go. And lights came on in the houses, and people started coming and going. Why? One reason. Sun came up. The sun came up. I was in Alaska preaching years ago. Sun didn't come up till 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, I didn't come up till 11 o'clock in the morning either. I mean, I didn't. I mean, I was supposed to preach at 11 o'clock, but I didn't come up till almost 11. You know why? Because I had no son to rise and say, get up and be what you can be. Get up and do what you can do. And the sun got up. And when the sun got up, the whole world got up. And I was in an airport one time. I told you that several years ago. I was in Saginaw, Michigan preaching. Eighth floor of the hotel there. Went to bed that night. It was snow on the ground. It was about zero. It was cold. And the snow was there high on the ground. And just about time I went to sleep, about 11:30, I was about to go to sleep, all of a sudden the fire alarm went off. I'd never been in a hotel where a fire alarm went off before. Now, you couldn't get, you went down the fire escape, you didn't go down to the office, you went outside in the snow. And I broke the all-time record of getting from the 8th floor to the 1st floor. Didn't even think to put my shoes on. Good night, you can burn up while your shoes are being put on. I took off in my pajamas, just covering just the low me, that's all. And my shoes, no shoes on at all, and ran down those steps, and I broke the all-time record. And I got down and found myself outside in the snow in my pajamas. Tried to get back in the door, but I couldn't get back in the door because the door locked behind me. There I was standing outside in the snow barefoot. I ran around to the lobby of the hotel, and everybody else was down there too, but they thought to put their shoes on. We sat down there, and I was shaking like that. And finally, the firemen came, and they put out the fire on the 2nd floor. But I went up to the 8th floor, and they said, it's all okay now, but it wasn't okay with me. I couldn't sleep. Got up and got dressed about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I went about still on the top floor of that thing. Fire may still be raging down there. Maybe something they didn't put out. I went down, called a cab, got me a cab, went to the airport. Hey, son, wake up here on the front row. That's no way to be in church. Look here. And if you can't stay awake, go sit back in the back tonight. But folks back there have a right to listen. And so I went to the airport. I stayed in the airport all night long. And boy, that's the quietest place all night. Nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, what happened? The sun came up. And the sun came up. An airplane started its engine. And about the time the sun came up, an airplane came into land. And about the sun time the sun came up, the agents came to get behind the desk. And about the time that time the airport parking lot began to fill with cars. And all of a sudden somebody came in and turned the closed sign to open in the little coffee shop there in the airport. And so soon somebody came and unlocked the door, and the gift shop and the new little newspaper gift shop was open. And all of a sudden that place had been slumbering. I and the custodian, only two people there all night long. And suddenly that place that was slumbering in silence and quietness, suddenly a beehive of activity and passengers coming and workers coming and planes landing and planes. Why? Because the sun came up. How about you? What are you doing to help somebody reach their potential? Sun didn't make that airport. The airport was already there. The sun woke the airport. Sun didn't make those airplanes. The airplanes were already there. The sun revved the engine. I watched Roy's wife, JoJo, up here during pastor school. And I watched her as she talked. Good night. Those people sitting out there on the edge of their seats. And I got thinking about the JoJo I knew 20 years ago. Is that JoJo Moffitt? Old JoJo? JoJo. I was in Virginia last week, and the pastor there said, we're having a statewide ladies meeting, and said the featured speaker is JoJo Moffitt. I said, no way. Not JoJo. Not JoJo. She's not a statewide speaker. She's not even a townwide speaker. She's a wide speaker, but no, that's not possible. That's not real. But you know what happened? Thank God, in that little life of potential that nobody could see much, and she did not know it was there, some lights came on. Some Christians were the light of the world, and they came to shine on JoJo and said, JoJo, wake up! Be what you can be. Do what you can do. Go where you can go. That's our job. That's what we're here for. Pastor's school, I was watching Gail Murkowski here and Faye Dodson here. Why, those ladies acted like they had sense. And those delegates, this place is packed and jammed. More folks than are here this morning even. Packed and jammed. And those ladies were up here talking to America. And they were as calm as if they were cooking biscuits at home, which neither one of them ever does. But they were, it was unbelievable. And one guy walked up to me and said, where did you get those two gals? Well, I said, I got the one over here out of the nursery in her church. She grew up here. Where'd you get the other one? My mind wandered back to that night years ago. And Faye Dodson, a little Kentucky gal, came to my office and said, but Jack, you think I could be a soul winner? I lied and said yes. She became one of the best soul winners in this church. She came back one night. But Jack, you think I could train somebody else to be soul winners? I lied and said yes. And there she stood. Thousands of people from all over this nation hearing her speak as she was teaching them how to be soul winners. You say, what happened to that little Kentucky gal? The light of the world came into her life. Some people came into her life who said, I want to help you be what you can be. I cannot make you, but I know what you are. Wake up, Faye. Show them what you are. And the sun comes up. And everywhere you and I go, we're supposed to carry the light of Christ so that people can be what they can be, can do what they can do, and go where they can go. That's our job. That's what we're here for. We're not here to gossip and spread scuttlebutt. We're here to be a light, to say to a slumbering life, wake up, life. Here's what you can do. I saw Ray Young up here in this talking pastor school. My mind wandered back to the college, in the front of the college one day years ago. A little fellow came up to me, almost apologized for living. He said, I'm just not much. Well, he sure convinced me of that in a hurry. And he said, Dr. Hiles, could I ask you a question? He told me something, a few things about his past and his life and his timidity and so forth. And he said, you think God could ever use a little guy like me? And I said, son, I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, oh yes, son, God can use you. Oh, how God has used him. Why? He didn't know what he was. But some light came into his life and said, son, look at it. This is what you are. He didn't know what he could do. But some light came into his life and said, son, look at it. This is what you can do. He did not know what he could be, but some light came in his life and said, son, this is what you can be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there is enough power, and I mean this, in this room this morning, to save this old country if we would be what Jesus intended for us to be when he said, ye are the light of the world. Go to that little Sunday school class and shine your light upon them and say, look what you can be. Go to that classroom tomorrow in the Christian school and shine upon them and say, this is what you can do. I remember when Gail Murkowski was standing here that night, she came to my office. And she said, Brother Hiles, I want to quit college. And And I said, then get out of my office. Don't like to talk to quitters.
She said, but Brother Hiles, I don't want to be a school teacher.
And I said, get out of my office. I don't want to talk to quitters.
Well, Brother Hiles, you're mad at me.
I said, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disgusted with you. And I ate her out.
She said, Brother Hiles, you never have talked to me like this before.
And I said, you never have quit like this before either.
She said, okay, if you treat me right, I'll go back to school.
She went back to college, became a school teacher. Dr. Elmer Towns, who knows teachers when he sees them, he said when Gail Murkowski was teaching school, she was the greatest school teacher in America. Why? Because one night her preacher said, you can be. You are. You are.
And the light of the world. Shine upon her.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be. I saw Ed Lapina standing up here. Ed did such a fine job in pastor school, as well as Brother Larry Bullard just outdid himself. And all these people did. But I saw Ed Lapina standing up here talking to America every day in pastor school. In the back of my mind, I saw a typical teenage boy growing up in our church. Just one of the kids, that's all. People say, Brother Hiles, where do you get all these workers? They're there. They're there.
I say to preachers across this country, they're in every church in America. I say to them, you've got Ed Lapinas in your youth department. You've got Gail Murkowski's growing up in your church right now. You've got Faye Dodson sitting in the pews right now. And this building is full of Faye Dodsons. May I shine upon your life and say, be what you can be.
That's my purpose in life. That's what it's all about. Somebody in pastor school came to me. I walked out that door in that room right there. And they said, you know what you remind me of this week? As a stranger. Here for the week. And I said, what's that? And they said, you sit up here and watch your people perform and you smile and cry. Said, you know what you remind me of? Said, you remind me of an artist displaying his paintings. And I said, no, sir. I'm not the artist. He's the artist. I'm just the little light up at the top of the easel. So I told him this room right over here. I'm just the little light up in the top of the easel that turns and points toward the painting that he painted and said, let me show you. Jesus has made you already. He's given you already what you need to succeed. You're the only one like you in the whole world. God never made another like you. He made you for a purpose that nobody else can fulfill. And it's not my job to make you. He made you. It is my job
to be the light on the easel and say, let's show you what you really are. Let's show you what you can really do. Somebody said to me yesterday morning at breakfast, I was up in at the state preaching. Somebody said at breakfast yesterday morning, they said, I've never seen a man grow as fast as that man out over there. Jim Jorgensen. They said, I've never seen anything like it. He has become somebody. I said, no, he didn't become somebody. He already was somebody. He just needed to get in the light, that's all. Just needed somebody to turn the light on. And Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. The world is in darkness and potential is blinded and folks cannot see. And the world is slumbering and the sun rises in the morning and says, wake up, world, wake up, birds and sing, wake up, man and work, wake up, flowers, and show yourselves, lift up your petals and open yourself, let the world see what you are.
Jesus comes and says, that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to come on a light that's darkened and say, let me show you what you are. Let me reveal to you what you can do. How's your crowd doing today? Huh? Have the people that you've talked to this week been able to see more of what they can be?
Have the folks that have crossed your path and the folks that you've talked to across the coffee cup or the restaurant table, or your own classroom, or where you've walked this week, let me ask you a question.
Have you been the light of the world this week? Huh? Do they see better what they are and what they can do because you shined upon them? Now let me have about 3 or 4 minutes to say this. Not only did Jesus say in Matthew 5:14, "You're the light of the world," but He said in John 8:12, Jesus said by Himself, "I am the light of the world." He can shine upon your life this morning and make you be what you are. Somebody said, "Brother Hiles, what would you have been if you hadn't have been a preacher?" We were talking about that one day, Joe Boyd, Bill Harvey, and a bunch of us. And I said, "Joe, what would you have been?" And Bill Harvey said, "I don't know what Joe would have been." He said, "Joe would have been a CPA because he was a graduate of Texas A&M University with his accounting degree. And he was chief accountant for Todd Galveston Dry Docks in Galveston, Texas, on his way up the ladder. He'd been a CPA." And Joe said, "Yes." And said, Bill Harvey would have been a Hollywood performer if he hadn't been saved because of all of his talent and gifts." And Joe Boyd said, "Jack, what would you have been?" I said, "I don't know." Bill said, "I know. Jimmy Hoffa." Oh, I tell you, I'd probably still be a little quiet introvert. But one day Jesus came into my life and He said, "Let me show you something, son." And He shined His light on my little bare feet and He said, "Those feet can be beautiful and carry the gospel of peace." He shined His light on my timid mouth and said, "That mouth can be a peace, a mouthpiece to spread the glorious truth of God's redeeming grace." He pointed to my hands and my little timid, quivering hands and said, "Those hands can be used to wield the Word of God." He pointed to my body and he said, "Son, let me shine upon you and show you what you can be." And thanks be to God. Since Jesus came, the light of the world has shined upon my little life and said to me, "Son, do what you can do." Hear me carefully and I'll be finished. Listen carefully to me now. Jesus did not come to make another you. Jesus came to redeem the real you. He did not come to do away with that old you. He came to shed His light so you could be the you that God intended for you to be in the first place. That's why He came. This morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ, you don't know the real you. Because you walk in darkness. You say, "I never could amount to anything." You don't know. You're in the dark. Let the light of the world rise in your life. And let Jesus show you what you really are. And what you can really do. And then once you have come to Him by faith, and those of us who wear His name, those of us who are His children, may we join our hands to come to the lives of other people and say, "Let me show you, as I am the light of the world, let me show you what you can be and what you can do." Our oldest child, Becky, went to Tennessee Temple College. There was no Hiles Anderson then, and Becky went to Tennessee Temple College. She came to visit several years later, after Dr. Evans had come here. And after she had heard Dr. Evans speak, she said, "Dad, that's not the same Wendell Evans that used to be down at Temple." And I said, "Yes, he is." No, she said, "No, it isn't." She said, "Dad, he used to speak in chapel at Temple on the 17 advantages of the Victorian age over the Shakespearean doctrine of regenerative." She said, "He gets up and preaches hellfire and brimstone now. He's become a great man." I said, "Puddinhead, Wendell Evans was always a great man. One of the greatest men I ever knew. Always has been. All he needed was a little light on the easel to shine. And that's what you need today. The light of the world to let you know what you are and do what you can do and be what you can be. And that's what this old world needs, and that's what these people that sit in these pews need. Why, the building's full of Elaine Colstons. The building's full of Jim Jorgensons. The building's full of Wendell Evans. The building's full of Bob O'Clairs. The building's full of Ben Lives. The building, well, the whole world's full of Colstons. A dime a dozen. The world's full of them. The building is full of them. Let me this morning turn the light on and say, be what you can be. Do what you can do. You're somebody. I wish some little old boy would wiggle this morning and say, I believe I am somebody. I wish some introverted little Jack Hiles this morning would say, bless God, I may be poor as Job of Turkey, but I'll tell you what, God made me in His image and I'm somebody. And let us spend our lives here turning the light of the easel on these masterpieces that God has made that nobody recognizes, because the light of the world somehow refuses to shine. Our Heavenly Father, oh my, I wish I could preach an hour longer.